from KFGO News. Mission Confidential.
When Daryl Schrader soloed at the age of 16, he could never dream that one day he'd be among an elite group of Air Force pilots chosen for a top-secret nuclear mission in Europe, a NATO mission that was so secret it didn't even have a name. In the early 1950s, Schrader was based in Germany and France with the 388th Fighter Bomber Wing. His top-secret job was to fly his F-86 Sabre into Soviet territory and drop a nuclear bomb.
It was a 12-kiloton nuclear bomb. It had a sphere of plutonium in it.
Some six decades after the mission's end, Schrader still recalls how the relatively crude warhead was designed to work.
We hit a button with IFI on it, in-flight insertion, and the nuke would go inside of the sphere. And it very simply, when the bomb would detonate, there were high explosive around the whole nuke were 92 blocks of high explosive, small blocks. Each one had a detonator, and they would all fire at once, and you'd get an implosion, and the nuclear sphere would reach criticality, and when that happened, you'd get your burst.
Schrader underwent extensive training and background checks before he obtained a top-secret clearance for the mission. After decades of silence, he is finally sharing his story. Jim Monk, 790 KFGO News.